Summer has officially arrived. Yay, say about a kabillion kids. It's also time for summer reading assignments. Maybe less enthusiasm there. Well, our next guest has a solution, poetry. Author Kwame Alexander's wildly popular novel in verse, The Crossover, is about basketball and more. He's also got a new book out, The Playbook, 52 Rules to Aim, Shoot, and Score in This Game Called Life, something of a memoir. He joins us from WBEZ in Chicago. Kwame, hi.
Hey, hey, what's happening?
Well, not much since we just saw you a little bit ago. You were in Boston, the featured speaker at the 826 Boston event. This is Dave Eggers, great writing organization for kids. I want you to talk a little bit about a video that you made. There was a kid that responded to your poetry?
Yes. So I wrote a novel called The Crossover, and I was in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, doing a book signing for the new book, The Playbook. And so after the signing, this woman comes up to me and she says, Mr. Alexander, I have a letter for you. It's a letter from a 12-year-old boy who's in eighth grade. And he's telling me how much he enjoyed reading The Crossover and how he had never read a book until he read mine. And it was a really touching letter, so touching that I decided I was going to show up at his school and surprise him. And when he came out of class, I just began to recite the poem.
Okay, we have some sound there.
You have it?
Yes, okay. And his name his name is Seanwell. He's this small for his eighth grade size.
Really
kid,
small.
Looking up, but who's this guy? You know, he just, see, and so here you are reciting. Let's listen.
If anyone else called me fresh and sweet, I burn mad as a flame, but I know she's only talking about my game. See, when I play ball, I inspire. So hoop for sale, and what? I'm the buyer.
He knows the words.
What's up, man?
He's looking at you.
And now I'm introducing myself.
You're Kwame Alexander? Kwame Alexander? I read your book, The Crossover.
Crossover!
Yes. I read
no!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
You're
not the best! You know what, bro? It's sweet tea. It's sweet tea.
Yes!
I saw it.
Yo, what?
Oh, my God.
It was like I was Lenny Kravitz or something. And I was a rock star for that moment. And the kids were just electrified by the fact that the author of their favorite book was literally right in front of them.
Oh, my God. He had to run to get all his friends.
He did.
How'd that make you feel?
That's the best feeling in the world. Winning the awards, you know, making a bestsellers list are things that are life-changing for me. Seeing that kind of response, seeing the life-changing impact of words on a kid like Seanwell, you know, that's the work. And that makes it all worth it.
Yeah. It's just, it's a lovely moment. So how do we get other kids to connect the way he did? Obviously, give them a book, you know, give them the book, Crossover, or The Playbook, the new one. But how do you get kids who may not even want to open it now? They're so tied to electronics.
Yeah. I have an 8-year-old daughter, and I deal with that all the time.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, she wants to be on the iPad or she wants to watch Netflix, and I get it. I mean, I like to think if you can find a book that offers entertainment and inspiration, I think that you can find a way to empower kids through those books. So I have this mantra that I believe books are like amusement parks, and sometimes you got to let kids choose the rides. And so we were on our way to Hawaii for vacation recently, and on the plane, I had a copy of Out of the Dust, Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry, and March Book 3 for my daughter to read. And I was like, these are the books you got to read. You need to read a chapter for every 15 minutes of screen time on this plane because it was a long flight. And she said, well, I want to read Raina Telgemeier's Ghost and Smile and Sisters, which are these amazing graphic novels. But my position was, you've read them 11 times. Now it's time to read something else. And she said to me, you don't believe in the things you speak about. I thought you said books were amusement parks and sometimes you got to let kids choose the rides. And I was like, oh, no. She threw my words back on me. And she was right, of course. But here's the deal. You want kids to get excited and engage with books? Give them a book that they want to read. Give them a book that they think is going to be awesome. Allow the literature to be a bridge to get them to appreciate all the books that you want. But it has to start with their imagination, their excitement. And I posit that a great way to do that is through poetry.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about, first of all, the book that this young man just you know, had fallen in love with The Crossover. I want to talk about your new book, too, but The Crossover. Yes, a novel, but in poetry form. Yeah, about basketball, but not. I mean, here's a portion. The inside of Mom and Dad's bedroom closet is off limits. So every time JB asks me to go in there to look through Dad's stuff, I say no. But today when I ask Mom for a box to put my dreadlocks in, she tells me to take one of her Sunday hat boxes from the top shelf of her closet. And I'm pulled in there, and that is not basketball right there. What were you trying to get across?
I was trying to talk about family and friendship and sibling rivalry and jealousy and first love. Those were the things that mattered to me and my friends when I was growing up. And I posit just because we don't see boys expressing themselves freely and willingly doesn't mean they're not thinking about this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I want to write stories about those things that are inside of all of us, especially the boys. And of course, how am I going to do it? Well, I got to use a little bit of trickery, I guess. So I got to frame the story in something else that I love that's authentic for boys in particular and kids in general. And that is sports,
yeah.
Basketball and tennis and soccer.
So in Crossover, the dad in the family is sick in a coma. And then I just love this late in the book chapter, I guess you'd call it. Mom, since you asked, I'll tell you why I'm so angry. That's the title. Because Dad tried to dunk. Because I want to win a championship. Because I can't win a championship if I'm sitting in this smelly hospital. Because Dad told you he'd be here forever. Because I thought forever was like Mars, far away. I mean, you let this character express his anger.
One of the things that I've always found really comforting is to be able to express myself through words. If I'm dealing with, you know, love or the wonders of the world, or I'm dealing with loss or the pains of the world or anger, whatever I'm dealing with, the words allow me to be able to put it in a context that helps me better deal and cope and understand it and act on it. And I think that's what's happening, at least with Josh in this story, is he has to find a way to deal with the woes of his world. And he has to find a way to make his way back to the joys of the world. Life is short, and you got to figure out a way to say yes to life and embrace it because it's not going to be here that long. And that's one of the messages that I think this book brings.
Well, and then there's the playbook, 52 Rules to Aim, Shoot, and Score in This Game Called Life. And we learn a little bit about you. It's a little memoir, you know. In eighth grade, I wanted to walk down the hall and get high fives, daps, and hollas. I wanted to be cool. I wanted to be the man. And you decided, after your friend Vince suggested it, it was going to be basketball. So there's a big buildup. You're going to throw the ball at the half-court line. There's going to be newspaper clippings about you. Everyone will know if I make it, you're trying out. If I make it, everyone will know Kwame Alexander, I don't make it.
So first of all, thank you for bringing back that painful memory. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Secondly, I remember being nervous bringing the ball up to court, and I remember getting benched after that. And I remember being, really disappointed. Mm. But I also remember finding my way to tennis, finding my way to the sport that would eventually become not necessarily the coolest sport, but it would make me into the coolest guy at school, at least in my eyes. Mm.
Isn't that all that matters, by the way? That you felt good about yourself.
That's it.
Yeah.
And so I always believing that you're a star in your mind and day and night letting it shine, regardless of how other people feel. Because here's the thing. If you walk like you've got gold mines at the meeting of your thighs, that's a Maya Angelou reference, then people will have no choice but to respect your shine. And if they don't, forget about them. Kids got to believe in themselves. They got to dribble, fake, shoot, miss. Dribble, fake, shoot, miss. Dribble, fake, shoot, miss. Dribble, fake, shoot, swish. They got to do that. And they got to know they can do it.
Hmm. Kwame Alexander, author of the playbook, 52 Rules to Aim, Shoot, and Score in This Game Called Life. Also, The Crossover. I highly recommend it. Kwame Alexander, thank you so much. We look forward to Solo coming out in August. Thank you.
Thank you.